Money Plan SOS Podcast, we will continue our seven-part series covering each one of Dave Ramsey's baby steps. Last week, we briefly covered baby step number one, which was the beginner emergency fund. But today, I explain the debt snowball method, why baby step number two is the debt snowball, and the few exceptions to following the debt snowball method. All of this in the 112th episode of the Money Plan SOS Podcast. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Money Plan SOS Podcast. I am the humble servant and personal finance architect who hates your debt more than you, Steve Stewart. And this is the podcast that helps the everyday American like you and me to pay attention, not interest. My goal is to teach us how to live on less than we make, show the importance of avoiding and eliminating debt from our lives, and expose the manipulative messages from those trying to get to your money. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at MoneyPlanSOS, or join us on Facebook, facebook.com/MoneyPlanSOS. This week, we're going to continue the talk about Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover Baby Step, and we're going to go into number two today, using the debt snowball method to pay off all consumer debt. But before we get started, I've got two things I need to mention. One, I want to thank two people that left reviews on iTunes. They are RK102 and a guy from Canada, Erwin Blank. He left a review a while ago, but because I don't look at the Canadian iTunes store, there's different stores for different countries. Since I don't look in the other country stores very often, I don't see them. So Erwin left me a five-star review a few months ago, and I'm sorry, Erwin, I just got to it. So I really, really appreciate you leaving a review, and a positive review even more that you did that. So thank you very much. The second thing I need to mention is that I am coming to you from the middle of a mountain out in Wyoming. I am on vacation right now, and I know what you're thinking. Steve, why are you doing a show while you're on vacation? Well, this episode is a good one. This is a really good episode, and I think the content is really important enough that I need to be consistent to give you something new every month or every week, and also because there's a thunderstorm coming in. So there's really not much to do. My girls are off doing something right now. I decided to come back to the cabin right now, just sit back and go through this because, again, I'm really excited about this topic. And even though I'm on vacation, I just love doing this. So it's not really work. I really love doing this podcast. So thank you for being a listener out there. And why don't we go ahead and get on into the subject.
This is John White from JWFinancialCoaching.com. You're listening to Steve Stewart on the Money Plan SOS Podcast, teaching everyday Americans how to pay attention, not interest. Bye-bye.
This is week number two in the seven-week series of Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps to Financial Peace. Last week, I talked briefly about baby step number one, which was build a $1,000 starter emergency fund. So I'm going to assume that when you're listening to this, you have that or you almost have that and you're ready to learn what to do next to get out of debt. That's baby step number two. And baby step number two is to pay off all consumer debt, non-mortgage debt, all consumer debt using the debt snowball method. Now, why would the debt snowball method, being the one that gets rid of the debt, why would that be baby step number two? Well, you'd never go on a road trip without packing a suitcase or start driving without some destination in mind, unless you're blind. You know, blind adventure is the goal of your vacation or your trip, but most people don't do that. It would also be foolish to expect to arrive at the exact moment your GPS predicted, so we need to factor in a buffer for traffic, construction, potty breaks, and the occasional wrong turn. And that's where having baby step number one, the $1,000, in a savings account off to the side, why having that first helps to take care of the diversions and the unexpected twists on your road trip to debt freedom. A survey conducted by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling showed that 64% of Americans don't have enough cash on hand to handle a $1,000 emergency expense. And what happens to those people when their car needs repair or they crack a tooth eating popcorn while watching Star Trek Into Darkness over Memorial Day weekend? Yeah, that's what happened to me. They turn to the emergency plan that somebody else has prepared for them. So when those bumps in the road happen, they turn back to those emergency funds that are being offered to them by American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, the very debt products they're trying to get rid of. We need baby step number one to be a money cushion for Mr. Emergency's unexpected visit that clears the runway for our get out of debt plan that begins by using the debt snowball. Now, how does the debt snowball work? Well, using the debt snowball, it focuses all your energy on one debt at a time. It organizes the process in an easy-to-understand manner and has been proven by behavioral scientists to be the way people successfully pay off all their debt. Now, how does the debt snowball work? It should be called the debt snowman, but then people would really be confused. You know, imagine creating a snowman. You begin by packing a little snowball and start rolling it. Each time the snowball rolls over, it picks up more snow and gets bigger and bigger until you're leaving wide tracks in the frozen grass behind you. The debt snowball takes the money from each paid-off debt and applies it to the next one on your list, just like the snowball as it rolls over. It takes the money from any debts that you've already paid off, takes those minimums, and applies it to the next one on your list until you're paying hundreds of dollars towards your biggest debt instead of fracturing it between a dozen little debts, which gets you almost nowhere. There's a step-by-step process for paying off debts using the debt snowball, and I'm listing them out here for you. By the way, if you want to see this process, you want to see the list and the organization of it, you can go and look at the show notes, and you can easily find that by going to my website, moneyplansos.com, and then put the slash, the backslash, 112. That's moneyplansos.com/112. That'll give you the show notes for this episode. So the step-by-step process for paying off your debt using the debt snowball is to first gather a list of all your non-mortgage debts, then organize them from smallest balance to largest. You're going to pay the minimum payments on all of them, so you really have to have baby step one taken care of and be current on all of your debts before you start this, but then start paying the minimum payments on all of them, but use any extra money you have to pay towards that smallest debt. Continue paying on that smallest debt and maintaining all the minimums on everything else until the smallest debt is gone. Then you take the money that you were paying on this now non-existent smallest debt and apply it to the second one on your list, which is now your smallest debt. Each time you knock one off, then your smallest debt is the next one on the list. And you continue rolling the ball, continuing this process until all your consumer debts are history. Let's use a quick example. And John has a total of $16,350 in debt, and he's tired of most of his monthly payments going to interest. In this example, we currently have him spending $740 a month just to maintain the debt with his minimum payments, and it's going to take him 17 years if he only makes the minimum payments. Now, if he decides to keep paying the same amount rather than just paying the minimums, because when you pay down a credit card, the minimum payment also goes down. But if he dedicates, we'll just say, $100 a month on a credit card, when the minimum, you know, might have been $100 at one point, but it keeps going down as the balance goes down, he continues sending $100 a month, then he's going to start knocking that one off quicker. And using the debt snowball method, he will have paid off most of these debts in about 21 months. That's a lot better than 17 years. And then if he uses the debt snowball method, he'll actually pay it off a couple of months sooner. And that's because he takes these minimum payments and pays off the smallest balances first. Now, the reason why we want to use that debt snowball method, why does that work better than paying down the higher interest rate debt? Because the most efficient way to pay off debt would be to put extra money towards a debt with the highest interest rate. That's not the debt snowball. That's what some people call the debt avalanche, is paying down your highest interest debt. But would you believe that paying off your highest interest rate is also the leading cause for why people give up and remain in soul-sucking debt payments forever? They give up. They quit. See, there's a variable missing in this debt avalanche process, the highest interest rate, that works really well in a debt snowball. That missing variable for the mathematical equation that makes the debt snowball method work is called quick win. Adding quick win to any long-term goal will increase endurance, and endurance is how marathons are won. Quick win is what energizes people to keep going even when things are getting tough. Quick win is that magic pill that causes the debt snowball to work better than the mathematics of paying down highest interest rates first. And quick win is what you get when you pay off your smallest debt. You feel that win, you feel energized, you keep going. And there's unexpected side effects of the debt snowball. Imagine having a handful of paid off debts using the debt snowball method, the lowest balance first. This frees up more room in your budget to pay extra on other debts. However, an unexpected side effect of the debt snowball is that you would have more cash available to you if something really bad were to happen that costs you more than your $1,000 baby step number one. You would have more money to tackle an unexpected event instead of going back to the soul-sucking debt products that you were using. And you're more likely to maintain your ground because all those previous obligations no longer exist. So if I were to give you an example, let's just say your three smallest debts that you paid off, their minimum balances, let's say, was $100 a month. Those are no longer have to pay those, and you apply that to your smallest debt. Well, if something were to happen, you could push pause on your total money makeover and use that $100 to then take care of whatever your problem is right now. That's the unexpected side effect of the debt snowball. Now, there are a few exceptions to the debt snowball that will cause you to push pause on your total money makeover. And that's kind of what I talked about just a second ago. But I talked more in depth about that back in episode number 79, which, if you wanted to go listen to that, it's called Push Pause on Your Total Money Makeover. And that's back at moneyplansos.com/79. Again, I'll have a link to that in the show notes today, which is episode 112. Some of those things that I talked about that would cause you to push pause on your debt elimination plan with the debt snowball were pregnancy, because you're expecting to have a baby. You want to make sure you have a good load of cash. An impending layoff, some larger medical expenses, and moving. There are some other exceptions to pulling off a textbook debt snowball payoff method. And the most common ones are, the first one I would say would be IRS-backed taxes. The IRS has the authority to garnish wages without going through a court process. Negotiating a payment plan before they do helps this process, but it's still a good idea to put them in the first spot of your debt snowball. Another one would be settlement offers. Debts that you have not paid on for more than 6 months may be willing to settle the debt for less than is owed. So if you can get a good offer in writing, then wrangling up the cash would take precedence over the debt snowball items that you have on your list. Just a side note, do not give them electronic access to your accounts, and it's recommended that you send them a cashier check or a money order instead of writing them a check. They've been known to draft accounts for more than the verbal agreement, and there is a little recourse when you actually owed them the money anyway. So get it in writing. Don't give them any access to your accounts electronically. Send them a money order or a cashier's check. It's your best option. And then a third one would be if you have a HELOC or a second mortgage that is more than half of your annual income. See, if you have, let's say you have a $50,000 HELOC and you make $80,000 a year, it's going to take you a long time to finish baby step number two and put that in your debt snowball. So in this situation, we would recommend doing one of these two things, and one would be to refinance both mortgages into one, or put it off into baby step number six, which we'll talk about later, but that's going to be paying off the house early. So again, IRS-backed taxes, that would take a priority over your other small debts. Settlement offers would make you pause your baby steps to try and collect all the cash in order to settle the debt for less than is owed. And a HELOC, if you have a second mortgage or a HELOC that's more than half your annual income, then you might put that off until baby step number 6, which we, of course, will talk about in about a month. So now that you understand the benefits of the debt snowball, it's time to do some homework. So here's what you need to do to create your own baby step number 2, the debt snowball method. Number 1, create a list of all your debts, including title, amount owed, minimum payment, and yes, I do want you to write down the interest rate. Doesn't really change the order that you pay them off, but just make note of it, jot it down. Number 2, write the list in order of smallest balance to largest. Number 3, include the minimum payments in your monthly budget. So your monthly budget should have every one of your debts listed with the minimum payment that you're going to send them. Then any extra money in your budget should go into a category called debt snowball. Use this to pay down your smallest debt. Then number 5, you're going to repeat this process every month until all consumer debts are gone. And number 6 would be a continuing process and does help to bring some relief, and that is negotiate lower interest rates for your debt. Most people following these guidelines find themselves out of consumer debt in 18 to 24 months. Using QuickWin helps you working on the plan and keeps people there in order to reach their goal, and even better than a debt avalanche process. And once you've completed baby step 2 using the debt snowball, it's time to move on to baby step number 3, which we will talk about in next week's episode. Alright, it's time for this week's inspirational quote of the week. This one's going to come to you from Ramit Sethi. He wrote a book called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And his quote that I'm using this week is, conscious spending is the freedom to spend money on the things that you love. I think that's really important to think about, because some people would think that our food budget is out of line in the Stewart household. I would tend to agree with them, except that we have conscious spending on what we spend on food because my wife loves to cook. Conscious spending is the freedom to spend money on things you love. That, again, came from Ramit Sethi, his book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. So now that you know, it's time for you to go and create your own debt snowball. And if you need some help, feel free to call me. You can find all my contact information at moneyplansos.com. God bless you. Have a great week. You still here? Cool. If you want to hear some bonus material that was not released in this episode, actually it's not even bonus material. If you would like to hear a story about my daughter, the honorary wrangler who saved the day for a couple of these little kids, go to moneyplansos.com/112 and look at the bottom of the show notes to find a link to some extra audio. I'm going to call it bonus My Daughter Honorary Wrangler. Again, moneyplansos.com/112 for extra audio. Just a story of me talking about this really cool thing that happened at the horse ranch that we're at this week. God bless.